In a 4-3 vote over 2 weeks ago, California Supreme Court overturned a ban on same-sex marriages. Shortly after that, New York Governor David Paterson announced that all marriages performed out of state would be considered legal in New York. Meanwhile, in Florida, an amendment that is on the ballot for November that would effectively ban gay marriage and state in the Constitution that it solely be between a man and a woman. Dan Renzi is an editor of South Florida's weekly gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transsexual newspaper, Express. He spoke to WMNF about how California and New York's decisions could affect Florida voters' choices at the polls.
Well, first and foremost, it will drive gay marriage opponents to the polls because they will see this as encroaching in on their home turf, and they'll be terrified of it, and they will rush to the polls to vote for Amendment 2. Because people know that's going to happen, people who are against Amendment 2, who actually are not opposed to the possibility of gay marriage, they will go to the polls as well. So even though it's in California, people see it happening, and they understand that just because something is happening in one state, it doesn't only stick in that one state, and there are things that could happen to affect their own state as well. So it's just going to bring more people to the polls, really.
But Renzi says that this amendment is more than just an issue of banning gay marriage, but will affect benefits for unmarried couples. However, he says that the issue of discriminating against the GLBT community should be enough.
There are a lot of people who are heterosexual couples, who live in some sort of, you know, a relationship with someone who's not married, but they have all sorts of benefits as a result of living with that person. And Amendment 2 is actually a very, very sweeping, pretty radical change in that legislation that says all of those relationships are not legal. It doesn't matter if it's two gay people. It doesn't matter if it's a man and a woman together. It's that either you were married or you're not. Well, the fact that it's about gay people should be important enough because gay people have the same rights of being human beings as everybody else.
Terry Kemple is a proponent of the amendment and president of the Community Issues Council, a group which advocates for Christian morals in the community. Kemple is also the chairman for Hillsborough County in the effort to pass Amendment 2. In a recent editorial written by fellow amendment activist John Stemberger, he wrote, quote, "If we permit same-sex couples to marry, on what rational, logical, consistent basis do we then deny marriage to the polygamists in Texas?" WMNF asked Kemple about those comments.
What he has said numerous times, and what I agree with wholeheartedly, is that if the only thing that's necessary or things that are necessary for marriage are love and commitment, then why not have marriage being between the three people or four people or five people, or as some are advocating, why not bring your pets into the marriage? I mean, there are people who are actually advocating for that. So once we take away the definition of marriage as being between one man and one woman, it just opens the door to that slippery slope.
Robin Bodiford, an attorney from Fort Lauderdale, a former president of Americans for Equality and opponent of the legislation, says that argument is nothing new.
Same kind of bigoted rhetoric that we've heard forever. You know, it was back in the 80s, if we allow gay people to even exist on the planet, or, you know, not decriminalize gay relationships, then what's next? Bestiality, it's the same type of homophobic fear-mongering that we've heard.
Express editor Dan Renzi says that marriage is and always has been between two people.
They're forgetting that marriage is defined as a marriage between two people. Nowhere in marriage does it allow more than two people to get married, or nowhere in marriage does it allow a person to marry his horse or something, you know, his dog or something ridiculous. A marriage by nature has to be between two people. Even if I sued for it, the laws are already written.
Kemple says that the overturning of the gay marriage ban in California is a result of what he calls, quote, four liberal activist judges.
California in particular is graphic evidence of the reason that in Florida we need Amendment 2. It's not as if the people of California had not spoken. Over 4 million Californians said that marriage should be between a man and a woman when they passed Proposition 22. And four liberal activist judges on the Florida Supreme or on the California Supreme Court chose to overturn the will of the people. Well, my hope would be that they affected dramatically. I mean, California in particular is graphic evidence of the reason that in Florida we need Amendment 2.
Today, Quinnipiac University released a poll stating that Florida voters would support a constitutional amendment that specifically defines marriage as between a man and a woman, 58% to 38%, effectively making gay marriage illegal in Florida. WMNF attempted to contact the creator of the amendment, John Stemberger, but was unable to reach him before airtime. Reporting for WMNF, I'm Ariel Stevenson.